Back here in studio in Leaders Portfolio with the President and CEO of Man Machine Systems Assessment, Lillian Harris. And I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here in the Leaders Portfolio studio. Welcome, Lillian.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, Man Machine Systems Assessment is an Inc. 5000 firm. You guys were ranked 4270 with $8.7 million in revenue, and you personally were named to the Washington 2011 Smart CEO 100 list. And Man Machine Systems Assessment, minority woman-owned, government services firm specializing in system test and evaluation, homeland security, emergency management, professional services, and transportation safety. And so tell me a little bit about what you provide more specifically.
Well, for the test and evaluation services, we provide the human factors engineering, which is ergonomics for the weapon system and the soldier. So we make sure they're compatible. For homeland security, we provide continuity of operations planning as well as emergency notification. And professional services, we provide just overall project management, communication specialists, just kind of taking your program to the next level.
And your father founded this company.
That's correct.
And so at what point did he pass it on to you? Or did you say, hey, I want to do this?
Well, it's a family business. My mother was involved from the very beginning, as was I. So I grew up in the family business, helping, making copies, you know, stapling papers and all that. So I learned about business growing up in the business. So I couldn't say that it was actually my plan to join the company and become CEO one day, but they gave me an opportunity out of college and holding every non-technical position in the company at one point. I just fell in love with it. And the idea of building a legacy for my family is just really what attracted me to MSA.
Yeah, and I saw that. You just mentioned that now, that you held all these different positions. You were marketing director, human resources director, chief financial officer, and executive vice president before you became CEO. And so how was that good and bad?
Well, I think it's very good. As CEO, you need to know about all these different positions so that you can manage them. It was a small family business when I joined the company. We were still doing our accounting on QuickBooks, and even that was new when I joined the company. So just coming in and identifying gaps where we needed to grow, like accounting, in marketing, HR, and that's kind of where my positions have evolved. They were really created as we went. And so.
And you said, I read this quote, growing a business is hard. There's so many moving parts and things to overcome before you have a working business model that can generate consistent growth, profit, and a stable corporate culture. So now, when you became CEO, did you realize this is a lot harder than I think? I thought, I should say.
No, because I've held those positions and I've been there with the company as it's evolved and grew. So I knew what I was getting into, definitely. And I was prepared for the position. So, but yeah, with the quote, I mean, it's hard. You just can't start a business and expect it to be successful. There's so many moving parts, and I'm a big believer of corporate culture. You could have this amazing business model that technically works on paper, but if you don't have the culture and if you're not able to attract the talent and keep the talent and really keep them motivated and inspired to keep growing, then ultimately the business won't work.
Is attracting and keeping talent the hardest piece of it for you?
We've been very fortunate with attracting the talent because of what we do, so specialized. But yeah, definitely keeping the talent, motivating the talent to continue to learn, definitely a challenge.
How much does government policy affect what you do?
It affects us tremendously. There's lots of regulations that we have to follow, and transparency. So we're constantly, you know, we're a small business, so we're trying to provide a great service to our client, but we also have all of these regulations, mandates, accounting policies, the FAR, EEOC, that we have to stay on top of as well. So the policies, definitely, the way they really dictate the way that we do our business.
So what do you spend your time mostly doing in your day-to-day routine?
Staying on top of what's important to the industry. I'm constantly trying to grow as a leader. I want to know what's coming out news-wise for my industry, what's important to my clients. I'm always looking for new opportunities. You know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so I'm always looking for that next opportunity where I can just go in and build something.
Do you think that you will be with Man Machine Systems Assessment for the rest of your life, or not necessarily?
Well, that's an interesting question. I definitely think that I love the idea of a family business and the legacy. So I think I'll be involved with MSA for the rest of my life in some capacity.
And your background is you have a bachelor's degree from Texas Tech University, tongue twister. What is your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, I believe in finding the right talent and really having people play to their strengths. And just letting them do what they're good at, what I hired them to do. So I also believe in the spirit of entrepreneurship. So the people that I do bring into my business and the people I surround myself with are entrepreneurs as well. So we very much foster that philosophy with my team.
Now, you've had to manage some growth the last few years. What challenges has that presented you with?
Oh, that's challenged our systems a lot. So we've had to mature kind of from a mom and pop shop to a mid-market company. So like accounting, for example, we transitioned from QuickBooks to Deltek. So that's really changed the way that we do business. We have sophisticated the way that we go after business by a new business development model. We have had to acquire more space, so just growing pains.
And is your father involved at all anymore? Is he still?
No, he's retired. He's been retired for a while. He's a scientist at heart, so if there's a project that they request him for, or he sees something fun, he'll definitely come back for that project. And my mother just retired as CEO in December.
Okay, so you just transitioned recently.
Yes, I've been president for 3 years and CEO for a few months.
So you were kind of learning it, knowing that you would go into this role.
Definitely. I believe with any role, you have your sights on the next role, and you start learning about that role and performing at that role before you even step into it. So I've been preparing for CEO for years now.
But the good thing is they're still around, so you could always ask a question,
definitely.
Right? Do you do that? Hey, I need the advice. What do I do here?
Yes, absolutely. My parents are my best friends. So I talk to them daily about business, about life. Sometimes I have to remind them, I'm calling you as your child right now. Or this is a business call.
Where's Thanksgiving dinner?
Right. But yeah, there's open communication. So I'm very blessed in that sense.
I have a Forbes business quote for you. This is from W. Winwood Reed. To procure life, to obtain a mate, and to rear offspring, such is the real business of life. And I pick that because you're so, you know, family oriented. So what are your thoughts on that? I'll say it again. To procure life, to obtain a mate, and to rear offspring, such is the real business of life.
Well, yeah, we very much run the business like a family. You know, we want to grow that family. We have family values that are also our corporate values. So you want to find the right person, and you want to grow the family and keep it going, you know, so.
And so how many employees do you have?
47.
47. And are your plans for growth, more growth, or?
Absolutely. We absolutely plan on growing. We would love to have 500 employees. And so all of our forward-thinking, strategic planning models have us on track for 500 employees.
And are you working 7 days a week now? I mean, just in this new role?
I wouldn't say that my work habits have changed now that I've become CEO. They're the same that they were before. I think as an entrepreneur, you do work 7 days a week. You're just connected to your business. I'm also part owner of the business. So it's my passion. It's my love. So, you know, especially with iPhones and Blackberries and...
You're on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, excellent. All right, we're speaking with Lillian Harris, President and CEO of Man Machine Systems Assessment, here with us in studio. And they were about approximately $8.7 million in revenue per year. And so, and she just took over in the CEO role, in addition to her president role, as she said recently. So thank you, Lillian, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Lillian Harris, President and CEO of Man Machine Systems Assessment. And I want to thank the supporters of leadership, some of our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Or if you know a leader you want to nominate for the Leaders Portfolio Awards, if you know a leader or leadership business, nominate them now, or if you yourself would like to apply, go ahead and do that. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here with you on Leaders Portfolio.